Greater love. Do you ever just wish that you could make God love you more? Do you long that God loves you as much as he loves everyone else? Have you wondered what you could do to make him take more notice of you? More intense prayer, extra Bible reading, lots of kind actions to others. Is this what you desire? That God loves you with an even deeper love than he does? Well, my friend, I have news for you. He won't, and he can't. In fact, there is nothing you could do to make him love you more than he does, because he loves you to the depth of his eternal heart, from time to eternity. There is nothing that you can do to make God love you more. And there is nothing that you can do to make God love you less. There is no one in heaven or earth that God loves more than he loves you. God's love for you is equally passionate as his love for his only begotten Son. For you are one with Christ, and the Father loves you through the Son. God's love is free and full and forever, and it is securely founded on his grace. But, I hear you argue, he seems to love others so much more than me. I'm a measly old clay pot in his china cabinet, not a piece of fine Dresden. True, but simple clay pot or exquisite royal Dalton, his spirit of love indwells you. You are the love of God's heart. His love for you is unfathomable and eternal. But if you doubt his love, or think his care for others exceeds his love for you, you are gravely and seriously mistaken. If you imagine his dealings with others demonstrates a preference over you, you are misguided and misrepresent the heart and nature of God. If you think that God stopped loving you due to some past misdemeanor, then you flatter yourself. For nothing you can do can alter God's love for you. Oh, it is possible that sin can be a barrier which prevents fellowship with him. It is possible to grieve him when we sin and become double-minded. It is possible to quench the work of the Spirit in your life due to carnality. But although fellowship may be blocked for a time, his love never changes. But such an attitude towards God does demonstrate one thing. It shows a lack of understanding about the nature, character, and love of God. It shows that a false perception of God is guiding your understanding of him. It shows a mind that is centered on self, rather than one that is looking to Jesus. It shows a heart that is centered on self rather than one that is centered on Christ. But God desires that each of his children obediently submit to his Spirit, so that we will be changed into the likeness of Christ for his good pleasure. But whether spiritual or carnal, God loves each one of his own children. You can do nothing to make God love you more, and you can do nothing to make God love you less. But if you think that either is possible, then you have a false perception of God. It falsifies God's name and nature to think that his love fluctuates. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, including his love towards you. If you find yourself weighing up God's love or questioning his preferences, confess your wrong thinking and your false perceptions of his character. Acknowledge and rejoice in the truth of the depth of his love for you. Change your attitude towards him and ask him to guard your every thought. Accept that you're loved with an everlasting love and accepted in the Beloved. Decide every moment to take captive every thought that dishonours the Lord. Trust what his word tells you of his matchless love and eternal grace. For what greater love could God demonstrate than to lay down his life for you?